Hi, I've got a new one. It's called The Forbidden Lover. I have a strict rule about married men. I don't fuck them, ever. But then Mike started to work at the same law firm I did. I remember thinking he was kind of cute when I saw him on the first day that he started working there. But then I spotted that gold band on his finger, the one that said he was a no-go zone. He was a senior associate and had his own corner office with a plaque on the door that said his name in black and gold. I was just a paralegal, helping to assist in cases. I enjoyed my job, although it was complex and challenging. I'm the type of woman who thrives on challenges and takes them head on. I got to know Mike over the months we spent together. I would often assist him on cases. We had to spend hours of overtime going over case notes, statements, and working on legal arguments. He was funny and open-minded. He always asked me questions about my life and would talk about his. That's how I found out that his marriage was heading south. I would try to give him advice on how to get his wife interested in him again. He was a sexy man, tall, and kept himself fit. I felt sorry for his obvious sexual frustration and noticed that my feelings towards him had started to change. I would find myself noticing things about him, like the slightly gold glint in his brown hair, the sexy stubble along his jaw, the occasional cheeky glint in his eyes when he made a rare double entendre. I don't know what he thought of me. I was a long-haired brunette with grey eyes and pale skin. I was just over 5 foot and slim but curvy. I wouldn't call myself a glamour, but I didn't lack for dates. On these late, long nights, our bodies started seeking contact, just subtly at first, a gaze held for that second too long, hands brushing as we passed papers to each other, hands on the back of my hips when he had to squeeze past me. I felt an illicit thrill each time this happened, but I felt slightly conflicted too, knowing he was still unhappily married. That gold band reminding me that he was already taken. My body was betraying me, wanting this very forbidden man. I could feel that he wanted me too. I sat on his desk as he searched for the files he wanted on his computer. My skirt had slightly ridden up, revealing the lace around my stocking top. I noticed it at the same time he did, and he raised his eyes to look at me. I blushed and slightly smiled, a little excited at my accidental display. His eyes returned to my legs and I could hear the heavy exhale of his breath. He swung his chair closer to me and began lightly tracing his fingers across the delicate lace. My heart began racing as I became aware that this was happening. He lifted my top leg and placed it gently on the desk. His eyes moved to the gap between my thighs. I felt a dampness as my arousal grew. He pushed my skirt further up my thighs, and as I lifted myself off the desk, it rose to my waist. His eyes wandered along one black suspender which contrasted with the pale skin upon my thighs. His eyes moved higher, and he saw that my slit was slightly open with my pink clit peeking out. He glanced up at me again. His eyes had darkened with desire. He reached his lean, muscular arms around my legs to grasp my butt and shift me further forward, my legs naturally opening wider as he did so. He leaned his face forward. I could feel his breath lightly tickling my sensitive skin, and my clitoris began to throb in anticipation. His tongue licked me from my ass to my clit in long, broad strokes. It'd been a while since I'd had a mouth near my wet pussy, and it felt so good. I opened my legs even wider, wanting more and more. His tongue lazily, slowly circled around my clit, not quite touching it. I quivered in anticipation, wanting him to lick or gently suck me. Instead, his tongue slid further down and he began rimming me, tonguing my clean, tight asshole. My breaths got heavier. The sensation was driving me crazy. Small tingling jolts ran throughout my clit. My world was reduced to this small, wet part of my body, and all I could think about was how good it felt. His tongue started lapping at the juices that had started dribbling down. I was so wet and it felt so sexy. Desire trembled in every nerve. My clit was hungry for his warm, soft lips. I could feel his tongue lightly exploring my tight little slit, teasing me more than he knew. Or maybe he did know and was enjoying how my body twitched and the small moans and sighs that escaped my lips. I just wanted to grab his head and push it down whilst I clamped my thighs to hold him there. But I didn't. I enjoyed being teased. It was such a sensual and pleasurable form of sexual torture. His tongue pushed its way inside and he began fucking me with it. I couldn't resist any longer and I grabbed onto his head. My body felt like it was on fire. Everything felt so sensitive. I enjoyed his tongue lashing inside of me. But God, I wanted him on my clit. I wanted to ride his face until I came, with him reveling in the taste of me. His tongue slid up again, he'd be teasing circles around my clit. I groaned with frustration, wanting him to give me the release I wanted so badly. He was a master at teasing me. I'd never had it so good. I was a very lucky woman. My clit throbbed as it finally felt the gentle touch of his tongue, sliding itself over it. His lips softly sucked at me, and I fell into a glorious rhythm. I could feel my impending orgasm building and building like a giant wave until it crashed upon my willing body. My body bucked under his mouth and he grabbed my thighs firmly to hold me there, not letting me escape from his grip. Oh my God, I had to have Mike inside me now. I sat up as he stood, rapidly undoing his belt, the button and the zip of his pants. I hooked my thumb under his boxers and ripped both of them down. His cock sprang free. Dark pubic hair nestling at the base. It was a good 7 inches, I thought to myself. Pre-cum glistened at the tip. And I can never resist when I see it. And I instinctively lowered my head and licked it off. His cock twitched at the sensation of my tongue, exploring the head. I looked up at him, staring into my eyes as I commanded him to fuck me, to stick his big hard cock inside me now. I used my hand to guide it down and raised my knees. I could feel the tip at the entrance, but he didn't push it in. I looked up at him and I realized then he wanted me to beg for him. All I wanted was to feel his thick length of fucking me hard. I wanted him to pound me as hard as he could. My legs went around his waist to pull him closer so I could impale myself upon him. Still, he waited. I gave in and begged, pleading him to be inside my aching wetness. He took his time, sliding his shaft into me bit by bit. He fucking loved teasing me. I could see that in his eyes and the small smile that played on his lips. I looked down so I could enjoy the sight of us together, watching as his stiff manhood rhythmically impaled my pussy. I was so hot and hungry for him. He grabbed my shirt and ripped it over it in one move. My breasts were spilling out over my red and black laced bra as my chest heaved with excitement. He gripped my ass, pulling me further into him. So I unlocked my legs and maneuvered them into his chest as I leaned back. I loved this position. I loved feeling his cock go into me as fast as it could. He fucked me. He fucked hard and deep, thrusting in and out of my willing cunt, my body taking on every erotic impact. He shoved my bra up to grab my breast, nipples jutting out against his firm grip. Fuck, it felt felt good. I never wanted him to stop, to just stay in this animalistic moment forever. My cries and mirth became louder and louder until I came. My pussy clenched so firmly on his cock that he struggled to stay inside. Then thrusting harder into me, he wasn't able to stay off his orgasm any longer. I enjoyed the sounds he made as he came. His seed flooding fast and thick into my pussy as he emptied himself. We stayed in position, satisfied beyond belief in the culmination of our secret desire. That moment was the true beginning of our fear.